Chapter 6. Old Bone Grinder. Once a grain mill that served Valaki, this slouching windmill is now home to three night hags, Morgantha and her wretched daughters, Bella Sunbane and Ophelia Wormwiggle. The hags are trapped in Barovia, but they like it here. Using their chain shape action to look like Barovian women, a frumpy mother and her two homely daughters, the hags snatch children, devour them, and use the windmill's grindstone to crush their little bones into powder. This powder is a key ingredient in the hags' dream pastries, which they offer to Barovian adults who are desperate to escape Strahd's domain. Made with the bones of the innocent, the hags' dream pastries allow Barovians to enter a trance wherein they can escape to heavenly places full of joy. When adults can no longer afford the hags' dream pastries, the hags offer to trade their pastries for the Barovians' children, thus preying on the adults' selfishness while acquiring the ingredients they need to make more pastries. This is how the hags sow corruption in Strahd's domain, and why they don't take the children by force. The hags are interested only in children who have souls. They prick each child with a needle. If the child cries, that's a sign that the infant has a soul. Dreams are for the living. Strahd von Zarovich. Morgantha's Coven. The hags possess the shared spellcasting abilities of a coven. See the Hag Coven's sidebar in the Hag's Entry in the Monster Manual. If one or more hags die, the coven is broken. Morgantha tolerates her daughters only because they help her complete the coven. If one of them dies, Morgantha sets out to abduct and consume a human child so that she can give birth to a new daughter, as described in the Monster Manual. Morgantha gave her coven's hag eye to Cyrus Bellevue, Strahd's disfigured manservant, see Chapter 4, Area K-62, so that she could spy on Castle Ravenloft and keep an eye on the vampire. The hags are fearful of Strahd and respect his dominion over this land. For more information on the Hag Eye, see the Hag's Entry in the Monster Manual. Dream Pastries. These pastries look and taste like small mincemeat pies. A creature that eats one in its entirety must succeed on a DC 16 Constitution saving throw or fall into a trance that lasts for 1d4 plus 4 hours, during which time the creature is incapacitated and has a speed of 0 feet. The trance ends if the affected creature takes any damage, or if someone else uses an action to shake the creature out of its stupor. While in a trance, the creature dreams of being in some joyous place, far removed from the evils of the world. The places and characters in the dream are vivid and believable, and when the dream ends, the affected creature experiences a longing to return to the place. Approaching the windmill. The windmill's stone walls are easily climbed. Wooden floors separate the various levels. There are no lights within, since the hags have dark vision. The old Svalich Road transitions here from being a winding path through the Balanok Mountains to a lazy trail that hugs the mountainside as it descends into a fog-filled valley. In the heart of the valley, you see a walled town near the shores of a great mountain lake, its waters dark and still. A branch in the road leads west to a promontory, atop which is perched a dilapidated stone windmill, its warped wooden vanes stripped bare. Closer investigation of the windmill yields a few more details. The onion-domed edifice leans forward and to one side, as though trying to turn away from the stormy grey sky. You see grey brick walls and dirt-covered windows on the upper floors. A decrepit wooden platform encircles the windmill above a flimsy doorway leading to the building's interior. Perched on a wooden beam above the door is a raven. It hops about and squawks at you, seemingly agitated. A character who succeeds on a DC 12 Wisdom Insight check senses that the raven is trying to warn the party. After delivering its message, the raven flies off toward Valaki, the town in the valley below. See Chapter 5. Beyond the windmill is the forest. Once atop the windmill's hill, the characters can see a ring of four squat megaliths at the forest's edge. Ravens can be seen circling in the air above the stones, which are described at the end of the chapter. Areas of the windmill. The following areas correspond to labels on the map